What's important about all this kind of talk, you know, not this war talk, because John Adams begrudgingly admitted, he said, oh, Tom Paine, he hated him because he was a commoner. He said, the history is going to ascribe the American Revolution to Tom Paine. He said it was Tom Paine's pen, not the sword of Washington, that won the American Revolution. It was the stories of the resistance that galvanized. It was the resistance that gave a backbone to the American people to actually do our American Revolution, more than any sword, more than any gun. That Tom Paine, a writer, the first person to ever inscribe those words, the United States of America, which he wrote first, is the person who gave us this fundamental credo that to be American, we have a patriotic duty to resist duplicitous authority whenever our democracy is under attack. That it is our patriotic duty to resist, not that we are attacking the White House, but we are defending the attacks from the White House. Not that we are attacking the police, but we are defending the attacks of the police on our young people and people of color. Not that we are attacking corporations, but we are defending the attacks of corporations on our workers and our economy. That this was the fundamental credo of what it meant to be an American: resistance. And this is what we're going to talk about a little bit today. I'm going to tone it down a little bit, not so dramatic. You guys are all looking really serious in the audience there.